You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Buinovich, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, once again, happy Polished Woman Day. Every Mondays, this is your host, Jessica R. Buinovich. How is everyone? Okay, today it's about finances. You know, tax is coming soon. We're going to pay. It's tax season. So I kind of want to talk about a little bit about finances. And, you know, I know that I'm going to learn a lot from this friend of mine because I am, for one, don't know how to do, to have my own independence when it comes to, you know, independence when it comes to finances. So, what was the last thing that you purchased? Who was it for? What was it for? How much did you spend? How did you buy it? All of these are questions that you may be comfortable asking about money. But there are other questions that you may be slower to answer, and depending on your actually financial situation. For example, you may get offended if someone asks, whose money did you spend? Especially if your husband asks you that. Or if you have been spending it in the first place. Yes, some of the questions are made, are rude, but how would you answer them? How would you answer them may actually help determine if you're financially dependent, independent or not, right? So that's why today is very important for me, because her experience, why she had to be independent when it comes to her finances, has all the reasons. So don't wait for that to happen. Hope is essential for a life in a fallen relationship. Unless we believe something better awaits us in the future, we might actually sink into fear, trauma, and depression. So don't wait for that to happen. One of the quotes that I actually love is from Beyoncé about our topic for today, how to begin creating financial freedom. I truly believe that women should be financially independent from their men. And let's face it, money gives men the power to run the show. So don't let that happen. Okay, we have a very good testimony from our guest for today. Ladies, please welcome Julie Hoffman. Hello, Julie. Hello. Welcome to the Polished Woman Show. Okay, Julie here, as some of you may have known her, she's our influencer here from LA. Big influencer. Oh my gosh. I like love your post every day. Yeah, she's so cute. Okay. Tell us about you.
First of all, yes. Thank you so much for having me here today. Yes. Polished Woman. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. I want to learn from this because I'm one of those. I'm one of those that needs to learn from this one. But I want you to tell our viewers first and listeners, how did you get into this? How did you get into the whole financing and being having that finance independency? Like, you know, sorry, I'm telling you, English is my second language, so it's kind of like still hard. I'm still learning here and there. But yeah, Julie, tell us about you.
First, I want to introduce myself. Mm-hmm. My name is Julie Hoffman, but mm-hmm. you can call me Jules.
Jules.
I was born and raised in Manila. Mm-hmm. I came here to the U.S. that was in 2000. But now I'm based in Orange, California.
Mm-hmm. Orange County.
I'm an entrepreneur. I run a small accounting, mm-hmm. bookkeeping, HR business. And I also do real estate investments, yeah. with my husband. And on top of that, I also have a side hustle. I am a digital creator of,
yeah.
Moscali, which is my blog, mm-hmm. which specializes in lifestyle and travel.
Uh-huh. Love that. Travel and lifestyle. Woo! Don't we all love that? Okay, what is your story, Julie?
Okay, so independence. Mm-hmm. There's a story behind that. Going back when I used to live in the Philippines, mm-hmm. Growing up, I actually experienced and witnessed, you know, how my mom turned from a full-time homemaker
yeah.
to a serial businesswoman.
Wow.
Yes, because when she learned, you know, how to make money from small businesses, and then she became so obsessed, and she became like that busy businesswoman, like importing like clothes and jewelries from Asian countries like Hong Kong, Japan, and Bangkok, and selling them in the Philippines. So I kind of like witnessed, you know, how she worked hard.
Yeah.
But the thing is about my mom, she got a little of that not too nice habit.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, my dad, I learned a lot from my dad. Because my dad, even though he only like had fixed salary of his entire career life, because it's actually he was a soldier.
Yeah.
Right now he's a retired general. Mm-hmm. He was a military engineer.
Uh-huh.
You know, but he's very good in handling money, and he taught me a lot.
Ooh. So you got both of it.
Yes. Yeah, so the one that he instilled in me that I still carry on from now on, like. Julie, you know, don't use credit card. Like, if you use credit card, it means to say that you can't afford what you want to purchase.
Yeah.
So until now, it's kind of like that thing instilled in me.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I get my bill, I don't pay the minimum.
Uh-huh.
So I always pay it in full.
Wow.
So that's what I learned from my dad. And now he's retired, you know, he's getting his pension. He has a lot of savings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
Mom was a spender, and that is actually good in having money. Okay,
that's good,
so
yeah.
Fast forward to my life here in the U.S., since I have that strong background in accounting, because I help my family business to, you know, doing the accounting task. Because in the Philippines, if you manage your own family business, you also handle finances, right?
Yeah.
So when I came to live in the U.S., I worked always as a bookkeeper, accounting manager, or staff accountant, until I ended up at a CPA firm. Because originally, I wanted to be a CPA, but it didn't work out. So I'll tell you the story.
Yeah.
Yes, I used to work at this big CPA firm in Orange County. My job was so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I used to handle like 40 to 50 clients a month. Yes, it was so hectic being, you know, like doing year-end projects. It was so stressful. And as a matter of fact, I developed a medical condition. Due to stress, I was diagnosed with severe acid reflux.
Oh, gosh.
I know. And then I was put under medication by my doctor. And then when my doctor advised me, Julie, you cannot drink wine anymore because it's acidic. And I said, what?
I know.
Doctor.
Wait, what? No, not the alcohol.
Without wine.
Yeah, without wine. Oh, no.
So, at that moment, I knew something had to change, and I quit my CPA job, and I just formed my small accounting business.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's why I have my small accounting business right now, and on my side hustle also, other things that you're passionate about, like my blood, my trouble blood.
Remember, you know, we are from the Philippines, and our culture, the women there don't really like work, right?
I know.
Yeah, we don't really work. Yes. We really depend on what do you call that, our husbands or the men, because the men are really the ones that are, you know, supporting us. So that's why.
That's true.
Yeah, and so that's why, you know, but then when you moved here, it's a different, you know, scenario. Like, it has to be like balance. You have to have your own independence financially and just different. So that's that. How did it start? When did it start? You know.
Like being financially independent. In 2000. Letting you know about my story. You know about my story, right? So I actually used to have. A very bad relationship with, you know, the father of my children.
Yeah.
And I was actually physically and, you know, verbally abused. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get out from that relationship because I was so young. And to cut the story short, mm-hmm. so I was able to get out of that relationship mm-hmm. and actually supported myself from then on.
How did you start? From zero,
yes,
from nothing.
Yes, from zero.
And you are actually in a foreign country,
yes,
remember?
Was,
yeah.
Yes, so it's a good thing that I actually have a very strong background mm-hmm. in accounting, so I started like as a bookkeeper mm-hmm. at a factory firm, so I got right. Not only that, I also got another job as a purchasing because mm-hmm. I also used to purchase, you know, in the Philippines, so I actually had two jobs at that time while raising my children.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. Two jobs while raising your children as
yes.
a single mom.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And what happened next?
Well, I was able to support my kids because of my determination mm-hmm. and confidence. I thought I couldn't do it, but actually I did it. And until I met my husband right now, and everything just, you know, went smoothly when it comes to my career. Mm-hmm. And also he's a very, very good in handling money. So we just, you know, supported each other.
So did you, when you met him, well, when you started in a small room without a car
yes.
and your good
yes.
friend who may be hopefully watching right now. Thank you
yes.
so much for helping Jules
yes.
because, you know, he or she helped you
yes,
with
yes.
a car, right?
Yes, I know. Yes,
that's
I
a good friend,
yes,
or you're a good friend.
So,
yeah.
Yes, that's true. So, yeah, I told you about the whole story,
yeah.
right? So, I got out with no money, and so a friend of mine helped me, mm-hmm. to purchase a car, a secondhand car. And it was like $2,500. And she handed me the check, said, okay, I'll help you. You don't need to pay me. But I promised her, you know what? I'm going to pay you, maybe not this year, but in the future with interest. And I did it.
Oh, are you watching right now? I think she paid you with interest,
yes.
but she didn't accept it?
I nailed it.
Oh, nailed it. Oh, my gosh. See, that's so good. Hey, that's a good friend.
Yes, I don't think she would accept the check if I would have handed it to her.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what I did.
Oh, Jules, you're such a good friend. Oh, my gosh. And can you remember this? I mean, people, when your friend is, like, really down and out and, you know, having some hardships mm-hmm. in life, you have to be there for them.
Yeah.
You know, don't leave them just because they don't have, you know, they don't have anything. So now, how do we start? Where do we start? I mean,
okay, so yeah. now, since...
What advice can you give someone who knows that we need to be independent,
okay.
you know?
So since I can do other things now because I don't have this stressful job anymore at a CPA mm-hmm. firm, and I'm only handling like a few accounts, like my blog, mm-hmm. and also thinking of forming a support group.
Yeah,
it's called the Women Smart About Money.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to organize.
Ooh,
you know,
it's
a
I like
support
that.
Group actually that I want to launch soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's focused more on empowering and supporting women, mostly women, through financial literacy. And
mm.
that will also help them with gathering some information
yeah.
to educate them, to help them to understand better their financial situation.
Oh, I like that. How can they, do you have to be a member on this?
No, you don't have to be a member.
Uh-huh.
So I created an Instagram account
mm-hmm.
and soon we will be launching our website to put more resources there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they can always contact me,
mm-hmm.
you know, on my Instagram.
And to go, yeah.
Yes.
And go to your Instagram. I like that. I like that whole, but before we go to that whole financing
yes.
thing, so Julie, you're an influencer here.
Yes.
How did you, from being, you know, a single mom, supporting your children, yes. and, you know, coming out of a horrible, you know, experience, yes. become an influencer, like a lifestyle and travel blog influencer. What made you do this? And when did you start? And how did you start? Yes.
Well, it's all started when I quit my CPA job, right?
Yeah.
Since I was not, you know, I don't do a lot of, like, accounting works anymore, and I don't work, like, more than 50 or 60 hours anymore.
Yeah.
So I devoted some of my free time doing my blog. But, you know, when I was growing up, jewelries and clothes from Asian countries, and I had... you know, the chance to try them. So I've been always like, you know, when I was young, like passionate about clothes and jewelries.
Oh
so
my gosh.
It started when I was young already that, you know, I'm into like more, you know, interested in fashion.
Yeah.
And I used to travel also to Asian countries with my parents. And that's where I started to learn how to embrace different cultures and widen my horizons.
Oh, wow.
So that's now my blog. You know, I started my blog and then I just started posting my travels and then my fashion and my style. And then, you know, it just grew from there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you started from nothing and then all of a sudden, like, here you are, like people are like actually noticing me, and now you're invited, like special hotels or openings and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Jules, I'm so proud of you. Okay, if someone right now is out there listening and saying that, how do I start? Where do I start with nothing? I mean, how... like what kind of savings? How do you save? I've actually heard this from what's his name? Who is that? Harvey Aaron? Harvey? Steve Harvey? Yeah. He said that if you're married, you have to have three accounts. One account is for you know, a joint account. And then the second account should be an account for the money that you'll forget for the future. You'll never touch that. You just... and then one account is for yourself, like something that you can do whatever you want. That account. Is that for do that? Because I don't really want, you know, or maybe I'll just have everything because I don't want my husband to know. Yeah.
Well, I just in China, I just want to like recommend that, especially women, you know, to become financially independent, to start saving for themselves, because there, Jessica, there are like so many cases of untimely deaths, you know, job losses. Sometimes you're leaving the wife and children with nothing and clueless, you know, because you'll never know what's going to happen in the future. It could be good, it could be bad. You just need to be prepared.
That's so true. Yes. That's so true. So saving. You know what? I remember this like a long time ago. A friend of mine told me, actually the one that did my hair, that does my hair and makeup, Sabra. She was like, Jessica, this is what you should be doing. You know, like, what is that? When you go to the grocery, you want a cash back. Every time you go to the grocery, just press cash back, get $20 or $40, and then keep that.
Uh-huh.
Just don't say anything, you know, like don't. I said, oh, wait, what? Oh, that's a good idea, though, because you only, like, literally when you look at, when you show the receipt to your spouses or something, you'll only, like, look at the, you know, you'll only look at the end of it, like the total. They won't really, like, check everything. So just do a cashback, right? And then keep that $20 or $40, save that every time. So every time you go to the grocery, just save it and keep it. Oh, my God.
Is you're not adding income to the household, right?
Yeah.
Just getting it from your husband.
No, that's so true. Okay, what advice do you have for someone who is not only financially dependent on someone else, but who is also in debt and is trying to change that situation, especially nowadays? During COVID, a lot of people, you know, went through... You know, a spiral, down spiral, and some of them cannot even pay, you know, their debts and their credit cards and stuff. I mean, to tell you the truth, we're one of those that are going through that stuff, and it's really hard. We're still like, you know, we're still like getting already there, but still not. You know, we're still like, oh my gosh, when is it gonna end? I feel like, you know, we're one of those family that were affected by the pandemic as well. So it's really tough. Yeah.
Well, if the person is financially dependent, and on top of that, like, you know, has also debt. So first is actually they need to set their financial goals. That person needs to set his or her financial goals first and make sure to track, you know, his or her expenses and also the income, you know, expenses and income always. I need to track that and set a budget and stick to that budget.
Okay.
Okay, if there's like, if you can save something while tracking your expenses, and then as a rule of thumb, you have to pay first the big loan and then the smallest loan. That's how it works.
So you pay the biggest loan first.
The biggest loan that you have, yes.
And then the lowest loan. Okay. So you, how if you cannot though pay the amount of the credit card right away?
That's why you have to find a way to actually get another source of income.
Oh, okay, yes. okay.
Yes.
And do you, how about the bills? I mean, the bills you have to pay like right away. The house bills,
yes.
That you have to pay, right? Mm-hmm. Is there any way now some sort of like a discount because of what happened to the pandemic?
Well, there are so many.
Oh, like in taxes, like because it's going to be tax season. How is the whole tax thing happening? Will the IRS give discounts or anything like that? Or like a, or not discount, but what do you call that?
Credit deduction
or stuff like that? Will it?
It's a tax question. I have actually a tax guy who can, you know, answer that. But I know that some like credit card companies right now, they're deferring some payments if you cannot pay now. So
That's good to know.
With the, you know, your vendors or your credit card companies, you know, they it's a good thing to get in touch with them and tell them about your situation.
Okay. Oh, that's so good. Okay, remember that. You can actually talk. Actually, I think I spoke to someone as well and talked to them, and they're very lenient. Is that the right word? Lenient. And they really give you like, you know, okay, if you cannot do this, then we can, you know, make payments, small payments for so-and-so years.
Yes,
that it's very important. You just pick up the phone and like call them. Right?
Yes.
What advice do you have for women who are trying to teach the young women and even your kids, right? Your kids, young women in their life about the importance of being financially independent? I think this is good for you all moms there or you kids who are watching, right? Like how should they start the conversation or encouraging good spending and savings bank or habits?
First, you have to teach them right away how to save money by opening a savings account.
Ooh, yeah.
So they could start, you know, putting money into that savings account and educate them how to make money or discuss with them a lot of opportunities of how to generate money, like probably stocks, you know, and how to like generate some other income. If they're in school, you know, they could do some probably other sources of income, like online selling, you know, at early age. So they can start from that.
What do you think is the right age for a teenager or a woman to a girl to start
as early
saying.
As they can probably understand what money is.
What money is.
Yes.
No, that's so true. That's so true. Because it's really hard, right?
As soon as they know how to spend it.
As soon as they know how to spend it. No, that's so true. But I mean, because with you didn't know about this. With your experience, we're like, I can buy a son, you know, and be a good homemaker, be a good wife, and then, but you will never know what will happen to your marriage.
Always lead by example, actually, to your mom. You need to lead by example, like, you know, because what they see sometimes, they kind of like adopt, you know, and follow you. So that's why be a good example.
Okay. Now let's go to being an influencer. How do you do it, Jules? I mean, I mean, seriously, how I just started, actually. I just literally started. I started social media when I started my podcast, literally like 3 years ago.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I'm already having a tough time. Like, literally, like, do you have to post every day? You have to do this. Oh my gosh. It's, you know, I mean, it's just love. You, what kind can you, like, help our listeners and viewers? Like, especially, oh, by the way, I know a lot of you, after the pandemic, have started small businesses. Love, can you share a little bit of your expertise when it comes to social media? I know you have, you know, some sort of expertise in that field as well.
Well, I started, you know, with a small following, and then you just need to actually like post like quality content. That's more important, you know, and try to inspire people around you.
Yes.
Inspire yourself first, inspire other people, and when they see that, and then they will start following you.
Mm-hmm.
And always like use like high quality, you know, like photos. Okay.
Oh.
Yes. For you to, you know, to have like an aesthetic, and how I spend like high quality content, you know, high quality.
And you believe that you want to post something that's inspiring. You just don't want to post, and you know, something that's not something that doesn't have any value, right? Yeah.
It depends also on what, you know, you want to actually convey to your audience.
Yeah,
let's say
yeah.
if you're a travel, you know, content creator, you know, you post more about inspirations about the resorts, you know, hotels, your travels. And if you're actually like a lifestyle, you can also post like more lifestyle, you know, like content.
Yeah.
It all depends. But some people, you know, they kind of like more transparent, you know, they post everything.
Yeah.
So it just depends on your niche.
Yeah. So do you believe about that? Do you believe that you have to have a niche market?
For me, I think it's like affect you. You know? But I yes or no, you know, for me. Because I can't say no, because sometimes I like those who post things like that, but sometimes if it's not like more pleasant, and then I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on how they post it.
Really? Oh my gosh.
How about you?
It's hard. Oh my gosh. First of all, I'm not very good with phone and, you know, all this. I still have my daughter, like, do all my stuff. I'm still learning, but you know what? It's, you know, it's like going back to school, right? It's like going back to school. You learn from the, you know, from the beginning. You learn from the start. And then you'll eventually, when you, you know, when you get out there, you'll eventually get an A. Right now, I've been getting C. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe. We're like done. Yeah, I know. Is there anything else, my love, that any three advice that can our viewers and listeners can take away from our conversation, from our topic today, and just how it's important for us women to be very independent, especially with our finances. And, you know, we are important. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Well, for some people, when they hear about financial independence, it's like, oh, that's so complicated.
Yeah.
But I want to share with you, especially your audience, if you're struggling to start and you need like a simplified tool, I will suggest the 50-30-20 budget tool. That's a very easy template.
Wait, what's that?
It's called the 50-30. It's simple of dividing after tax income. Let's say your 50% will be allocated on your needs or necessities. These are the things that you cannot live without, like shelter, transportation, and groceries. And the 30% will be spend on wants. Wants are the things that are you can live without.
Okay.
Like maybe you're eyeing on a nice shoes, or a nice little purse, or probably an upgraded iPhone. So that 30% you can allocate the wants.
Okay.
And the 20% is actually towards your savings and paying off your debts. Okay. That's a simple, you know, if you like make money, like let's say 6,000, you just need to get the 50% to be allocated to your needs, mm-hmm. as necessities, mm-hmm. as I said, and then 30% on wants. Mm-hmm. Okay, wants as like things okay. you can yeah. live without.
Okay, because yeah.
like shoes, yeah. nice shoes, or yeah. nice clothes, and 20% towards your savings and debts. So use this template, it's very popular and it's easy to use.
That's so true. I like that. 50, 30, 20.
Yes.
I like that. Don't use the 50 for your needs. Because that's what's happening.
For your wants,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 50 for the needs.
If you use 50 for your needs and then 50 for your wants, where's the savings?
Yeah.
Never
save this.
Never save.
So that's
never
so true.
Yeah. That's
oh my gosh.
Simple, easy budget rule.
I love that. Yes. Yeah, because, you know, you'll. Can I have just 5%? You know, when we have clothes and shoes. I know.
That's why, you know. That's quite generous.
I know.
This is only your savings. So 30%.
Oh my God. That's why I'm supporting this new company, Froxy, because can I just borrow your clothes?
Yes.
And it will help other people. Oh my gosh. Thanks so much, my love. Can we cheers to this? And don't forget to pay your taxes and do it now. Don't wait until the last minute.
Don't wait now. Do it now. If I did it, you can do it.
Yeah.
Be confident.
Hey, she started from nothing. Uh-huh. Started from nothing. Single mom, two kids, and look at her now. Congratulations, my love. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, my tip for today. Remember that it's not just having the money that's necessary. You also have to know how to manage it. So try and manage it and be independent. Do not depend on your spouses. I'm still depending on my spouse. My husband. All right. But I'm starting.
Do as you say.
Yeah, I know, right? Can you help me, Aaron? Aaron's helping me. All right, ladies. I will see you next Monday. And please, please don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you, Julie.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.